Robinhood Radio presents And the Good News Is with award-winning author John Neufeld.
Not good news, but fixable. Children who spend hours playing and working with their handheld computers and cell phones, their computer games, social media, are developing a muscular tic that keeps them from having enough strength in their hands to learn how to hold a pencil, let alone learn how to write or print. From The Guardian, we learn that what we've all witnessed, the inability to write with pen or pencil or even to hold one properly to begin to write, is a direct result of using their fingers to press and point and direct, but not to print or write. An overuse of touchscreens, phones, and tablets is preventing children's finger muscles from developing sufficiently to enable them to hold a pencil correctly. Increasingly, this is leading to muscular therapy, in which children are taught to exercise their finger muscles, their wrists, and to coordinate both with simple schoolroom tasks that are so important. Children are not coming into school with the hand strength and dexterity they had 10 years ago. They don't have the fundamental movement skills to master communication in this simplest level. 6-year-old Patrick has been having weekly sessions with an occupational therapist for 6 months to help him develop the necessary strength in his index finger to hold a pencil in the correct tripod grip. His mother blames herself. "I see that I gave him technology to play with to the exclusion of more traditional toys. When he got to school, they contacted me with their concerns. He was gripping his pencil like a caveman held sticks. The solution to this new technological barrier lies in using the new tools of science and technology alongside the older implements that will lead a child to develop the older-fashioned means of communication, those that people have used and will use for hundreds of years. And, incidentally, this new muscular problem exists across all languages and forms of developing societies. It is not too late to reverse these effects if a parent identifies the problem early enough in preschool grades and stops putting children down to occupy themselves with what used to be just television. I'm John Neufeld."
The Good News Is with John Neufeld, recorded in the facilities of Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, 67 Main Street, Sharon.